Let's get some reaction to last night's election results from California. Jody Balma is political science professor at Fullerton College in Orange County. Joins us now. Jody, you know, we were all asleep by the time the California results came in. But, but when you look at it, you know, some of the Democrats who were running in conservative Orange County actually won, and some of them did not.
And the election isn't over. You were absolutely right to go to sleep because it'll take about 10 days to count the 400,000 ballots we have left.
But was there a blue wave, do you think, in California?
So there was a blue trickle. And
a swell.
When you think that it was 22 years ago that we elected our very first Democrat, Loretta Sanchez beat Bob Dornan, and Congress investigated it for a year because it was so unexpected. I think the fact that Democrats are competitive in Orange County for the first time in some of these seats is amazing to begin with. And the fact that they won, we're looking at probably half of those four. Definitely Mike Levin is way ahead
of Diane Harkey
in the 49th. Ruda is at 50.7, but that's expected to grow. So our late ballot trends towards the Democrats in Orange County.
And just to bring
a lot of vote by mail, and they walk in their ballots on election day.
And just to bring ping people up, when you say Mike Levin, ahead of Diane Harkey, that's to flip Daryl Issa's seat. I mean, these are names
that's to flip Daryl Issa's seat.
And Ruda is ahead of Dana Rohrabacher, who is also a well-known Republican.
And I just want to point out, Adam Smith, Congressman Adam Smith, is likely going to take over the House Intelligence Committee.
Adam Schiff.
Adam Smith is someone else. take over the House Intelligence Committee from fellow Californian, the Republican Devin Nunes. I mean, people remember Devin Nunes, a huge Trump backer, supporter. Remember bringing papers over to the White House? That's a big shift.
It's a huge shift. All of those committee chairmen switching from a Republican to Democrat is huge. And you know, the thousands of committee workers and consultants that are going to be leaving and replaced by Democrats. It's a big, big deal that the Democrats took the House.
We note that Amar Kampanajar in the San Diego area did not beat Duncan Hunter, who's been indicted. But it wasn't that far off. It was something like 45 to 55. But I want to ask you just finally about the race that we had talked to Kevin DeLeon, who's a state senator who was running against Dianne Feinstein in California. The top two vote getters in the primary get to run against each other. They were both Democrats. And it was like a 9-point race or something like that. Dianne Feinstein did not walk away with that, although she obviously won. So there you are.
Right. And the interesting thing is looking at the map. Our Secretary of State does this great map by county. It's the Republican counties that voted for Kevin DeLeon. Mm. It's not San Francisco or Los Angeles, where you would think that we have more progressive voters. And you know, Kevin certainly ran to the left of Dianne Feinstein. A lot of people feel that Feinstein has moved to the right. She's too moderate. She wants to wait and see on Trump. But it was the Republican counties who were really voting against Dianne Feinstein.
Well, not for him as much as they were voting against
not
her.
Not for him. Right. And I think if he had won, they would have been horrified by the results.
Jody Balma, political science professor at Fullerton College in California, catching us up on what happened on the West Coast yesterday. Jody, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.